When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Skims or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and great marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. It's home of Shop Pay, the number one checkout in the world. You can use it to boost conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going through to checkout. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Allbirds uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/income.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Alice Ku and Harold Herchin. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the alleged crime, then offer my analysis. Alice Ku was born on December 2, 1982, in Taiwan. Her family moved to Fiji in 1989 to escape communism. In 1991, they moved to San Jose, California. Alice graduated from high school in 2001. In 2006, she graduated from college. Her parents moved back to Taiwan to deal with a health concern. Alice moved into an apartment in Sunnyvale in 2007. This is near San Jose. She started a tutoring business and earned about $140,000 a year. At some point, she met a man named Harold Herchin, who was 23 years older than her and lived in Palo Alto. He was originally from Germany, but was raised in Alberta, Canada. In 1994, he earned a PhD in mechanical engineering and went to work for Applied Materials. In 2009, Harold was hired by Bloom Energy as an inventor. During his career, he obtained 50 to 60 patents. Harold owned several rental properties and was wealthy. He had been married twice. His second wife was named Melissa Yu. She died at the age of 56 on June 3, 2017. The medical examiner said that Melissa's cause of death was cardiac arrest due to obstructive sleep apnea. They noted that there were several bruises on her body, but they did not know what caused them. Harold supplied two different stories about how and when he met Alice. In his first story, they met at an art exhibit 2 weeks after Melissa died. In his second story, Alice was a sex worker, and they originally met in 2013 or 2014. They had sex multiple times over the next few years. They didn't start a traditional romance until after Melissa's death. That is, a romance that did not involve compensation. On October 6, 2017, just 4 months after Harold's wife Melissa died, he married Alice. The couple never informed Alice's family members about the marriage. 2 months later, the couple moved into an apartment on Wright Avenue in Mountain View. This is about 3 miles from Sunnyvale. Alice never told her family that she moved out of Sunnyvale. As part of Harold's job, the couple regularly flew to Taiwan. Harold would work for a few days, and the rest of the time, they would be on vacation. Now moving to the timeline of the alleged crime. On November 23, 2019, Alice Ku and her husband Harold Herchin flew to Taiwan with the intent of staying there until December 1. Harold returned to California as planned, but Alice never did. She disappeared on November 29. Alice did not answer phone calls, text messages, or emails. There was no activity on her phone or laptop, and she did not conduct any financial transactions. On December 9, Alice's brother and sister reported her missing to the police in Sunnyvale, only to learn that she had moved to Mountain View. They visited her new apartment, where they found her vehicle. Neighbors said that Alice was married to Harold Herchin. They claimed that the couple argued loudly about the topics of money and pregnancy. Harold was confronted about his wife's disappearance. Here's what he said. On November 29, 2019, he and his wife were at a hotel in the city of Hualien. At about 11 a.m., they left the hotel in a rented Volkswagen. The driver was a local man who they hired. At 12 p.m., they arrived at the Taroko National Park. This is a coastal preserve in eastern Taiwan, best known for the Taroko Gorge, a steep marble canyon carved by a fast-moving river. After visiting the park for 6 hours, the couple and the driver left and drove to the train station in Hualien. Harold said that Alice was planning to board a train to Yangmi to visit her parents. When she exited the Volkswagen, the driver did as well. They walked into the train station together. At the time, Harold didn't think anything of this, but later he realized that Alice may have run off with the driver, like they intended to start a romance. Harold received an email from Alice on November 30, which was the last time he ever heard from her. In the email, Alice acknowledged their planned departure date of December 1, but asked Harold to postpone her return until December 7. He responded that he would change her flight. His plan was to leave for California, as intended, on December 1, then fly back to Taiwan on December 7. He would meet Alice at the airport so they could fly back to California together. Harold departed Taiwan on December 1 alone. He returned on December 7, but Alice was not at the airport. On December 8, Harold flew back to California. The story that Harold provided about his wife's disappearance was difficult to believe. The police in Taiwan searched for Alice, believing that Harold may have murdered her in Taroko National Park. They were unable to find any sign of her. On December 28, 2020, over a year after Alice went missing, the Criminal Investigation Bureau in Taiwan issued an arrest warrant for Harold. He was never extradited because there is no formal diplomatic relationship between the U.S. and Taiwan. As far as Harold being prosecuted in the United States, that was not possible either. Harold was a Canadian citizen, not a U.S. citizen. The federal statute that allows the government to prosecute murders committed abroad is limited to U.S. citizens. On January 12, 2021, Alice Koo's family filed a civil lawsuit against Harold for wrongful death. On July 18, 2025, he was found liable. Alice's family members were awarded $23.6 million. On September 11, 2025, Harold was arrested and charged with 7 counts of perjury based on inconsistent testimony that he provided. In January 2026, he was released on bail. Even if he is convicted of the perjury counts, realistically, he probably would not spend more than 2 or 3 years in prison. The larger concern for Harold is that these charges create immigration consequences, like possibly being sent to a country where he can be extradited to Taiwan. At the time I am making this video, Harold is working his way through the criminal justice system. Now moving to my analysis. Harold Hurchin maintains his innocence, and he has a few supporters. They argue that there is no proof that Alice Koo is dead. She may have run off with a lover in Taiwan. The authorities in Taiwan and in the U.S. appear to believe that Harold murdered Alice. Only the jurisdictional issues have prevented him from being prosecuted. This brings me to the question, is Harold guilty of murder? Let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea that he is guilty, starting with the inculpatory factors. Harold became romantically involved with Alice just 2 weeks after his wife Melissa died, with unexplained bruises on her body. On November 29, 2019, Alice went missing in Taiwan while she was with Harold. According to Harold, he last saw Alice enter a train station to visit her parents. However, her parents said that Alice did not know where they lived. She had never been there before. Alice never went back to the hotel to get her luggage. The Volkswagen that the couple rented did not go to the train station either. Rather, it went to their hotel. Both of their phones pinged at the hotel. The story that Harold provided about Alice running away with the driver they hired is impossible to believe. So out of nowhere, she just decided that she was overwhelmingly attracted to this man she just met. With no plan, they left together on a train. This is a level of spontaneity rarely seen outside reality television. Harold said that Alice sent him an email on November 30, which represented the last time he ever communicated with her. The IP address for that email belonged to the hotel where Harold and Alice had been staying. In this mysterious email, Alice directed Harold to change her flight from December 1 to December 7. Harold claimed that during the 6 previous trips that he and Alice had taken to Taiwan, Alice had remained in the country longer than he did a few times. This was not out of the ordinary. Sometimes she wanted to stay. Records from Taiwan Customs and Immigration revealed that Alice never stayed behind. Harold did return to Taiwan on December 7, as he claimed, but he only tried to call Alice one time before leaving. He traveled all that way only to turn around and fly back to California without making any meaningful effort to find his wife. Harold allegedly told Alice's brother that he spent a substantial amount of money trying to find her. However, under oath, during a deposition, Harold admitted that he had not searched for Alice at all. Around the time of the disappearance, Harold broke his hand and sprained his wrist. At first, he claimed that he never broke it. Then he said he punched a bookshelf out of frustration when he was alone prior to the trip to Taiwan. A physician who treated Harold in California on December 1, 2019, claimed that Harold told her the injury was from November 29. At the civil trial, Harold claimed that he actually injured his hand on two occasions, when he punched the bookshelf and while inflating a flat tire on a car with a bicycle pump in Taiwan. After Alice's disappearance, Harold found a new lover right away. He put Alice's personal belongings into storage. At the civil trial, Harold explained the inconsistencies in his story by saying that he had temporary amnesia. Now moving to the exculpatory factors. The death of Harold's second wife, Melissa, is not considered suspicious by the authorities. 56 is a younger age than expected to die, but it does happen. Furthermore, she had coronary artery disease. The mysterious email sent from Alice's account on November 30, 2019, did come from the hotel, but that doesn't mean that Alice did not send the email. The police searched the Volkswagen that the couple rented and found no evidence of a homicide. Harold had done well financially throughout his career. He could have divorced Alice without any problems. The costs incurred would have been very small compared to his net worth. He did not have a motive to kill his wife. Alice had a mysterious side to her. She kept her marriage and her address a secret from her family members. It's not hard to imagine that a woman like this might choose to run off with somebody new and disappear. When considering all the evidence in this case, do I believe that Harold Hurchin is guilty of murder? In my opinion, yes. I am convinced of his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Alice and Harold became romantically involved through a non-traditional mechanism. The attraction for Alice was Harold's money, while Harold was attracted by Alice's physical appearance. Alice had a dream of developing her own tutoring app. Harold spent $50,000 to develop it, but it only earned $50. The couple argued about money and possibly about having children. On November 29, 2019, when Harold and Alice were in Taiwan, they drove their rented Volkswagen to the Taroko National Park. They never hired a driver. This was a story that Harold fabricated later. At some point during the visit to the park, Harold became angry with Alice and attacked her. This is how he injured his hand. There is no way to know if the murder was premeditated, but it did occur to Harold to take his wife's phone. He disposed of her body in a location where it will probably never be found. There are many hiding places in that park. After concealing the body, Harold developed a story to explain his wife's disappearance. He sent himself an email from her account asking for the flight to be changed. Harold left the country alone and immediately went to an emergency room in California after landing to get treatment for his hand injury. 6 days later, he returned to Taiwan. It's not clear why he did this. Harold exposed himself to unnecessary risk for no reason. Maybe Harold thought that it would look better for him to return, like he tried to meet with his wife, but she never showed up. This would seem like he made an effort. Whatever his intent, Harold flew back to California the next day and never returned to Taiwan. His strategy at this point was simply to move on with his wife and not say anything to anyone about the disappearance. If Alice's family members had never searched for her, there would have been no investigation. That would have been the end of it. The depositions and the civil trial created a problem for Harold. He knew that pleading the Fifth Amendment would protect him from criminal prosecution, but would not look too good in civil court. The jury could assume that Harold was hiding something and find him liable. He made the strategic decision to testify, but he was lazy and unprepared. His conflicting statements led to the perjury charges. Some people believe this case is an example of the perfect murder. Harold must have planned this out carefully to escape the most severe criminal consequences. In reality, It seems like Harold was just lucky. He managed to dispose of the body, and jurisdictional issues protected him from extradition. He was both an engineer and an inventor. He may have engineered the murder, but the stories he invented to explain it were substandard. Those are my thoughts on the case of Alice Koo and Harold Hurchin. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.